some money to spend tonight.
Ah, that's enough to get us just ready for the weekend. But finding out more about what's going on in the region through Peak Radar and Jonathan Toman, we will definitely be even more prepared. Jonathan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Doing well, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning. So you always bring us great ideas for how to slate our and schedule our weekends so that we have the maximum amount of fun. So tell us what's going on in the region today.
Yes, maximum fun activated. And I'm sure everybody's looking forward to the Labor Day weekend, but there are still a few great opportunities for folks to get involved in things happening around the region this weekend. And I have five.
Oh.
We'll start with actually a mural that is going up and in downtown Colorado Springs in the Colorado I-25 underpass. And the mural is created by Mauricio Ramirez, and it's to honor the Conejos neighborhood that was in that area, representing the neighborhood, but also a living presence and for the future of Colorado Springs. But the cool thing about the mural, Shannon, is that today and tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., are the last two community paint days that are going to be part of that mural. So the folks that are putting that together invite people to come down and help put it together. So they'll have limited numbers of folks painting at one time, obviously, but you can help put that mural together and have a community paint day today and tomorrow in that underpass at I-25 and Colorado Avenue.
Wow. And you'll always know that your bit of paint is right there.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Your contribution.
You'll have that one little speck, that one little corner, that'll be yours. But it's a cool community-based project going on today and tomorrow. Tonight at the Baltimore World Arena, Rocky Mountain PBS is hosting the Kids Club Drive-In Night. And it's sort of the replacement from Kids Fun Fest that they traditionally have at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a drive-in night where you can bring your family and see all sorts of fun things. The episodes of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood and Odd Squad will be showcased. Reservations are free, but space is limited, so you can get reservations for that this evening. The Pikes Peak International Raceway is hosting Hot Rod Rock and Rumble this weekend, and it starts today and runs all the way through Sunday. It's Colorado's largest rockabilly festival. It has a pre-76 car show, drag racing, burnout, and flamethrower contests. Pinup contest and 13 bands. There'll be bands on multiple stages, of course, so all outside, and with the different things that are happening at the Pikes Peak International Raceway, that should be a fun rock and rumble to your weekend. And then the last two that I'll mention, Epic is a new sort of nonprofit chamber music society that launched sort of right as all of the pandemic was beginning. And they are hosting on Sunday afternoon at 2 a community concert that'll double as a fundraising event for them and different musicians throughout the region. And that's at Almagre venue, sort of off of Academy. And that'll be a good opportunity for folks to get some music in and reserve your seats in advance to support that new group and local music. And then finally, the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College is closed throughout all of this. And I think they're shooting for a next summer sort of reopening of the Fine Arts Center. But in the meantime, they have all sorts of virtual collections that folks can check out digitally from home or wherever you may be to see sort of the cool collections that the Fine Arts Center has. And also, they've launched something called FAC Connect, which has all sorts of additional virtual digital content, whether it's about the galleries or the spaces in there, artist talks, all kinds of things that people can check out digitally. So that's another option if we can't get to the Fine Arts Center right now, but we can still explore it digitally in that way. So a lot of good events this weekend, as per usual.
I like that. And tough to make decisions when you're trying to pick through all those if you can't make it to all. But what a great lineup. I love the idea of the kids driving at night. That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Yes, as long as the kids aren't driving to drive at night, we should be fine. But yes, it'll be a good opportunity to get some family fun at the World Arena.
Do you know what? I was little and we would do the drive-ins. I mean, you would not believe how many kids you could fit into. I think it was a Pontiac. It wasn't fancy. It was like a Pontiac Le Mans or something. I don't even know. And it was just fit as many kids as possible in there.
A bench seat and squeeze them all together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan Toman from Peak Radar, for sharing that.
Have a good weekend. Thanks.
You too.